they sort of ended season two of Flash with, like, yeah. like the Flashpointy ending. It's like, there'd be roughly 52 episodes after two, after two seasons, so... Fuck off!
This may appear to be only monkey business, but in reality, it's very serious, lady.
Zero Issues Comic Podcast! Zero Issues Comic Podcast!
Ooh, brah, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, brah, things are getting brighter.
Oh!
This is all a ruse to kill me, isn't it?
I'm Merc. Welcome to the show.
Hey, we're doing a show.
Show.
Hey. Focus okay. up, everybody.
Here.
You guys!
Over here. Here. Look at me.
Hey. No!
Put that knife down.
No!
Put it down.
I don't know.
All right.
Angry muse cut.
Look at me. We do this show making just constant eye contact with each other.
Oh,
so
no.
you know.
Hi, I'm Merc.
The right one,
Joe. Hi, I'm Kyle.
I am Bri.
And this is the show.
And this is the news.
Current Zero News Flash.
So, welcome to the news. Welcome to, like, hey, we're about 23 seconds into the show. Cool. We are. Don't look at that. Look at me.
I was actually looking where the microphone was pointing.
Eye contact.
So, starting off the news, do you like new Marvel books? Because we got them.
Do I ever?
Do you, the listener, like them?
I do.
They said yes.
You're so handsome, Kyle. Oh my, listener! We got Unworthy Thor, we got Invincible Iron Man, which is Riri.
Riri what? Riri
Williams.
Riri Williams.
Riri Williams.
Which is short for?
Rihanna Williams.
There we go.
Yeah.
Let's just call her Rihanna.
It's just a nickname for Rihanna.
Well, we're gonna say Rihanna anyway.
She's a 15-year-old girl who's at MIT, and I think she might even be... I think in, like, the first issue of the Bendis run, I read the previews. I'm not actually reading it. Mm-hmm. Sorry, Bendis. You're not listening. He mentioned something about, like a young person at MIT basically doing more than he ever did.
Well, she's already appeared in
the book. Yeah, and she's appeared, too, but it's sort of like, I think that entire run sort of kicked off with you know, somebody being very young and better than him and him having sort of a bit of a breakdown about it.
And then there's also that book where Dr. Doom is Iron Man, for some reason.
Sure, why not?
I think that's fun.
Oh, yeah. No, it's totally fun.
Apparently, like, it kind of rolls out of the whole Secret Wars thing.
Yeah.
Where he's trying to redeem himself or something.
Well, I mean, we went through almost 2 years where Dr. Octopus was Spider-Man. I think we can handle...
Yeah.
Yeah.
...fucking Dr. Doom
as well, how many times have we said on the show, Dr. Doom having his own book? That would be cool.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I'm totally good with that.
And he's basically got Iron Man armor anyway, right? Mm-hmm. That's just kind of his whole deal, so... Makes, you know... And he's, yeah, and he's...
If anything, he'd have to downgrade.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. He'd have to just get a Windows 10 update.
But,
That's unfortunate. No.
Bendis is writing both of those books. Mm-hmm. Who's drawing the Doctor Doom one?
Maleev.
Alex Maleev.
I'm very excited about
that. So that's a good combo. Those two, they've never made good comics together before.
Never.
So.
There's also that Unworthy Thor, where...
Yeah.
It's like, it's a Thor book.
I'm super excited for that. And it's Jason Aaron writing it.
Yep.
Again, like
he's... That's what, like his fourth Thor book?
So yeah. He's been doing it since 2012.
He's kind of good at writing Thor books.
Super
good. Yeah.
And Oliver Coipel?
Yeah.
I don't know how you pronounce his name.
He's had some great runs on Thor, too.
He's done, two different runs. Yes. Really good stuff. And just seeing the cover from it, it's got him holding Yarnborn, the axe, reaching for the Mjolnir, but it's... The ultimate Mjolnir, so it's like
it's also Axie.
You got two axes.
Yep,
pretty good.
It's an axe ad.
Yeah.
There is Great Lakes Avengers is coming back.
That I didn't know about.
It's the original team.
That's great.
Minus Squirrel Girl, who is kind of there in cardboard cutout form, because I mean they know she's a big deal right now.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I'm going to have to add that to my list, and it's going to get canceled after six books.
Yeah, but those first five issues are going to be good.
Totally.
Six one kind of falling off. But
yeah.
They're moving.
Trying to wrap it up super quickly.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry, Great Lakes. It's tidal wave. Everybody died. Except for the guy that can't die. But he's wet. So we can't.
He's so wet. Zach Gorman's writing. Will Robson is at least penciling. They haven't announced the rest of the art team.
Cool.
So, yeah. I'm sure there's probably a couple that I missed, but I want to talk about the champions.
Yeah.
Because, like, that's an awesome team.
That is.
Yeah.
It's basically like a Teen Titans team.
It's a Young Avengers thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. They had that cover of them, like, burning their Avengers cards that was, like, bandied about for a while. It was supposed to be that.
Yeah, yeah.
But it turned, and then it wasn't, like, announced that was a Champions cover. I thought it was just an Avengers cover. I'm like, oh, okay. So I guess they all quit and join up with, who else is on the team?
It's Miles Morales. Yeah. Little Baby Cyclops.
Yeah.
Miss Marvel. One of Vision's kids.
Yep. The daughter.
Was it Viv?
Viv, yep. Which I think is great because I love that series and I don't, it's going to end, I think, fairly soon.
Well, Tom King is the writer, right? He's moved to DC exclusively, I guess. So.
Brilliant book. And I didn't know if that those characters and that storyline was just going to kind of get wiped and disappear or what. Well,
we're getting a little bit out of it.
Cool.
Totally awesome Hulk. The Chulk.
Is that the, yeah.
and Lil Nova.
Lil Nova.
Lil Nova.
Yeah.
So it's Lil Nova and Slumberland.
That sounds like that sounds like a variant cover.
Yep. There you go. It's okay, Marvel, you can have it.
So that's a team of sweet babies.
It's like Amadeus Cho is the oldest one by a lot, I guess.
Yeah.
And he's like young. That's cool.
It's weird, like you look at the lineup and they're all either derivatives of characters, they're originals in their own sort of way. But they're all like you know, there's another version at play in the universe.
An older version.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's good, it'd be fun.
Oh yeah.
So that they're all like kind of Avengery characters, but they've had enough of you're avenging old man. They want to do their own thing.
I wanna avenge my way.
Yeah.
The way of the future. I like Pepsi.
Whoever's writing it, insert name here. Mark Waid. He fought to make sure Cyclops was on that team.
Oh, yeah?
He originally was not going to be on that team, but Cyclops is his favorite Avenger, or favorite X-Men, and was like, I love that character, and he's got that kind of stereotype of being the dick and the whole thing.
Yeah.
But he was like, I want to have this character. And in the first issue or two, it's going to be a big thing about Cyclops. Like, oh, you're that asshole.
Yeah.
You know, you're like the mutant Hitler kind of thing. Whatever.
Except a teenage version.
Teenage Hitler.
Teen Hitler, yeah.
Teen Hitler. No one.
But
I mean,
they'd still rather have him on the team than Angel.
Aww. Aww.
Welcome to the warm-up!
Okay, we are doing, today, the main topic is going to be Spider-Man, and it's Spider-Man Part 2.
So it's the better one.
It's going to be even better.
Spider-Man
even
2, Day of Reckoning.
Now,
yeah.
At night. Depends when you listen.
Yeah.
Homecoming, far away.
Yeah.
No. So to do a little warm-up for the main topic of Spidey, we're going to have a super quick Spider-Man quiz.
What?
It's just a five-questioner.
Oh, man.
Five questions.
Well, this will be very quick.
Super quick. Super quick. Because my quizzes always go super quick.
No score.
Yeah. There's two in-depth questions and three quicker ones. How do you want it? Tough, then easier, or easier than tough?
Yeah, give me a quiz whiplash. Quiplash?
Quiplash.
Okay. Which is already owned. That's a thing already.
Okay, question number one. How many teams has Spidey been on?
Seven.
Whoever's closest.
Five.
Six.
like 17?
Although
it's
I should have known it was a lot.
Some of them are kind of, you know, are they really teams? But they're kind of teams. Like there's official teams as in like Avengers, New
FF.
Avengers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was the New Avengers a separate team from the Avengers?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Well,
I knew
he's like on also like seven different
Avengers.
Versions of the Avengers.
Well, yeah.
So I didn't know if they all counted as separate.
Actually, it wasn't in Secret Avengers. I didn't have them.
Uh-huh.
His Amazing Friends, so there's Spider-Man and His Amazing Friends, that was the team of three.
Yeah.
Avengers, New Avengers, Brooklyn Avengers, New Avengers, the other New Avengers.
oh,
it was Secret Avengers, yeah,
New Avengers now.
Secret Avengers.
So half of this list is Avengers.
Yeah. Outlaws, which was Silver Sable's team.
Oh.
He was working with them. Defenders, FF, New FF,
yeah.
Future Foundation, Frightful Four, because he got mind-wiped or mind-controlled in order to be on it. Shield, I have a question mark. I'm pretty sure he's been on it, but I can't...
He's working with them now.
Well...
I don't know if he's part of them.
Yeah, yeah. Ultimate Warriors... Confederacy of Dunces.
He just became an Ultimate Warrior.
Yeah. Confederacy of Dunces, which I didn't know anything about.
No, he just read the book.
It's a Garth Ennis thing.
Okay. I believe. Well.
Or is Garth? I don't know. Somebody. It's Daredevil, Spider-Man, Wolverine versus the Punisher, because the Punisher did something to all three of them, so they ganged up.
And as of course, I was reading, the Punisher makes them all look like idiots, of course, because they're superheroes.
Apparently, in the little write-up, it said the Punisher shot Wolverine's genitals off.
Yep.
Did they grow back?
I hope so, for his sake.
Does the Scarlet Spider count? Because that dude was totally in the New Warriors.
Well,
twice! Two different dudes.
Let's. That's part of the next
congratulations?
Question.
Congratulations?
Oh, no! Weapon X, which was part of the in the Exiles book.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Which is not normal Weapon X.
Bad X.
Yeah. He was part of that, and Web Warriors.
Sure.
Yeah.
So you're closer.
Okay, question number two. Name as many alternate or replacement or different versions of Spider-Man as you can.
And replacement or alternate versions? Miles Morales, Ben Reilly, Spider-Gwen, does that count?
Yep.
Spider-Girl, Mayday Parker, does that count?
Yep.
Just go through, all the Spider-Verse stuff.
Yeah, all the Spider-Verse. Do those all count?
Yep.
Son of a bitch.
Well, I was like, no, it has to be in this universe, but then I was like, there's just so many.
There's too many.
I included all of them. All
right, UK Spider-Man.
I don't even have a number because
Spider-Punk?
I like him. He's pretty good.
And I'm sure there's ones extra.
Spider-Car, who was not to be confused with the regular Spider-Car. This was a talking car.
Of course.
By a spider.
Can't forget Spider-Ham.
Hello, Michael.
It's very important.
Spider-Ham. Spider-Ham. Yep.
Very important. Japanese Spider-Man.
Yeah, I have that too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Indian Spider-Man.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Mangaverse Spider-Man.
Uh-huh. That was a fun toy.
Yeah. Big head.
There's a bunch.
Well, there's two manga Spider-Mans. There's Mangaverse, and then there's manga Spider-Man. There's the actual Spider-Man manga, which is
Nerd!
Separate from Japanese Spider-Man. Separate from Japanese Spider-Man. Different thing.
There was Halloween Spider-Man, Web Capture Spider-Man.
Yeah. Oh, they're all great.
They're all super articulated.
I guess Superior counts because that's technically not Peter Parker. Mm-hmm.
Yes, I included that.
2099.
Oh, yeah.
Noir.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So many. Who did we miss? I think
Brian
takes that one.
There was what's her name? The old man Logan version. I'm pretty sure Mark Miller called her Spider Bitch because it's Mark Miller.
Yeah.
She's in there.
Okay, here's the list I got.
Remember Maximum Clonage? All of them.
Yeah, well, I'm getting to that stuff.
I just won by the numbers.
Just a shot of a scoreboard going crazy.
Yeah.
God, and, of course, Peter Parker.
Who's that?
The least important one
The least important one. This is question number three. Which animated series was censored for violence so that in the entire series, the Spidey threw three punches?
That's it.
And
the
guns
roll lasers. Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be me. But he was really good at crawling through that one pipe. Because it was the best animated.
Okay, in the Sam
from the Lizard episode, the first one, which was easily the best one.
Oh, it was a beautiful episode.
Very nice. Yeah.
Question four. See, in the Sam Raimi trilogy, the costumes cost $100,000 each to manufacture and use as part of the props in the show.
Yeah.
How many of them were stolen from this film set?
13.
11.
11?
17? I'm going to go with 7 again. That's treating me well.
You're closest, Kyle. It's was 4.
Ow.
There was a $25,000...
13 was a high guess.
Yeah, it was a lot of... Yeah. $25,000 reward was put out, but they've never been recovered.
That garbage guy found it and then sold it to Jonah Jameson for $100 and a bar of soap.
There is that.
Listen, I got that wrong. I had to prove my chops.
What writer... Question number 5. What writer-artist duo have the record for the longest continual run on a Spider-Man comics. And actually, it turns out any Marvel comic.
Bendis and Bagley?
Yep.
Yeah. Ultimate Spider-Man, yeah. Ultimate.
Yep.
They broke the record. Yeah. I remember that.
So, yep. But I took it.
Hey!
Wait, what? Did I win?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. All right. There you go. I feel good about myself.
You should.
Oh. Main topic. More
Spidey. The only thing I feel good about.
You son of a bitch.
Yeah.
What the f***?
We're back to Spider-Man. This is Spider-Man Part 2, because there's just so much Spider-Man to talk about. And we didn't... There's tons of things we didn't even touch last time, including...
It's probably going to be tons we don't even get to this time.
Absolutely.
You know what we should do? This is a come back to it another time, not next week. Fuck it.
No. Yeah, we'll do it again.
It's just a Spider-Man podcast now.
It's today, a
webcast.
Oh!
Alright. I like the harmonies.
Yeah, it was good.
We didn't rehearse it for hours or anything.
Let's talk about villains. Spider-Man villains.
Yeah.
Who's your worst?
The worst.
Who's the worst? Let's
start off right at the bottom.
Yeah, let's make ourselves a hole and then slowly climb out of it.
Yeah. Oh, man.
B.A. Johnson style.
I was thinking about this, and I have kind of two. One is a group, and the other one's an individual. Individual, Swarm.
Oh.
Remember that? The bee
guy? We love the Swarm.
Do we? He's a Nazi scientist that moves to Argentina to become a beekeeper, discovers mutated bees, kills the queen to try to take over the hive, because that's how bees work, of course.
Yeah, you kill the queen, you become the queen.
That's usually how it goes.
Yeah, that didn't work. Star Trek Mirror Universe rules.
Yeah.
So that doesn't work. So the bees, what do? They eat the Nazi, because that's what bees do as well. They eat and consume flesh.
If we
knew about this earlier in history, we could have taken care of that problem.
Nine nuts of bees!
So his consciousness gets taken into the bees and becomes this swarm of bees that, of course, his racism and hatred for everybody comes out. And
he wears a cape.
And he wears a
purple cape.
Yeah.
He was great in a recent issue of Squirrel Girl, actually. That happened, so he can't be the worst character ever.
Well, but you know what? If you use him that way, sure.
No. Oh, yeah. If he's a joke and he's supposed to be a joke.
Exactly.
Then if you're taking a Nazi made of bees seriously.
But when they're writing that originally, you're like, wow, you seriously did that. You did that.
Huh.
Yeah.
You gotta respect it in a way.
You know who I hate?
Who do you hate?
I hate Hydro Man.
Hydro Man? Yeah,
because, like,
he's water.
The best thing he ever... He's a poor man Sandman.
Yeah.
Let's be fair.
And he showed up in the 90s cartoon, and Sandman did not.
Yeah.
What the hell?
I think they sort of went with the stalkerly aspect.
Yeah.
Which, when, like, in his original thing, his origin was quasi-caused by Spider-Man, who knocked him off a boat. So he stalked Spider-Man for a while.
he just gets knocked off a boat. Oh no! The water is biting me!
I'm now running out of water! Was it mutated water? Was he a Nazi?
Yeah.
He was a sailor.
Oh.
But he...
On a U-boat.
See, there it is.
But basically, like, he's shitty Sandman.
Yeah.
And the coolest thing he ever did was...
Diarrhea Sandman.
In his... Yeah, well, in his second appearance, he and Sandman mushed together and become, like, a muck dude. A real muckster.
My name is Mud.
He's friggin' mucksters.
He ran amok, I hear.
That's the coolest thing you could do with that character, is put him with the cooler version of him.
Yeah.
And,
Hydro Man blows. It's true.
Yeah. I broke down Hydro Scrub, because I don't even use that, but I don't want no Hydro Scrubs.
He's all wet.
I'm sorry.
What about you, Brian?
I have a great character. Typeface. Anyone know about Typeface?
I don't even know Typeface.
This is the early 2000s.
Is it like a typewriter head?
He is a former soldier and a current disgruntled sign maker who just goes crazy for some reason and becomes a font-themed villain/vigilante. He's got letters just stuck all over him. Not joking, just letters all over his face and his body, and he has letters, like, that are bombs. Like, letter bombs, you get it?
Nah.
And he throws them and explode. He is real bad.
Did you guys have...
You're going to hell, Medica.
Did you guys have anyone else on your list of like real garbage characters?
Well, in the quiz, he mentioned Spider-Side, right?
Right.
Yeah. He's garbage.
I also thought Moreland kind of sucked.
Yeah.
And Spider-Verse in general, the villains, were just like, no, these guys are real tough. What makes them real tough? They're real tough.
You have
to punch them really hard.
Like that first Moreland story, the J. Michael Straczynski one, the John Romita Jr. one. I mean, I go back to it, and it's like, oh, this isn't as good as I thought it was. It was great at the time just because I thought, you know, the way he wrote Peter was really good and stuff. But as far as villains goes, he went after, like, animal-themed... He was like a vampire against, like, animal-themed things. And then he got... Spider-Verse turned it into a whole, like, multiversal, like, we kill spider thing, you know,
totem things. They're the best-tasting ones.
Yeah, exactly. I find it weird that, like, Slott, he brought that back for Spider-Verse. And didn't he also bring, like, the Queen back from that awful...
Oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah, in Spider Island. It's very strange. It's like, those are the ones you're bringing back? Them?
Well, what would you bring back if you could bring back, you know, mid-90s Spider-Man stuff?
Typeface, obviously. Spider-Side and Typeface together at last.
I do have one other one that's like a group.
Yeah.
It's Spider-Man's Revenge Squad, which was kind of, quote-unquote, retitled the Legion of Losers.
Yeah! Sorry, I was...
Woo! Finally, we talk about them.
I love them.
Waiting for... It's Grizzly.
Yeah.
And Grizzly's the leader. Grizzly, Kangaroo...
Not the original Kangaroo, either.
His son?
It's just another guy named...
Kid.
I think he just...
Is Joey?
Joey? Yeah.
Oh. His kid Joey. His kid Joey. It's nice. It's nice. I like it.
The Gibbon.
Yeah, right.
And the Spot.
Yes.
One of these things is not like...
Yeah. Well, they thought he was Dalmatian.
Oh, so. Maybe. The Spot himself is one of the stupidest villains.
He had gotten older, so they thought that he was a little bit unhinged and vicious.
Oh, yeah.
You guys like dog jokes? Not good?
They were going to have the baboon, but he would just, like, flash his ass all the time with Spider-Man.
I like how three of them are just people in, like, animal costumes. Yeah, just straightforward animal costumes. No.
On the online listing of, like,
He had too much dignity.
The Marvel Wikipedia or whatever. It's like, the base of operation. Grizzly's apartment.
Yeah.
Like, good job. So what they do is they rob a bank. They get together and they want to, like, get Spider-Man. And it's all the whole thing is revenge on Spider-Man. And then they rob a bank. They say, we want to rob a bank and get some money. They're like, yeah, no. And they, oh, no, we're supposed to be doing this for revenge. So then...
They end up
doing it, but then they set off the alarm, and they all escape, and a couple of them actually end up knocking Spider-Man out and bringing him back unconscious to Grizzly's apartment, their headquarters.
Yeah.
And, then they start arguing. They're like, this isn't what we were doing. Like, we're not supposed to be bad guys in terms of, like, robbing stuff. We just wanted to get back at Spider-Man. And then they start fighting, and then two of them defeat the other two. And then Spider-Man wakes up because he was faking the whole time, and he just wanted to see what was going on. It's like, really?
I read those when they came out. I mean, it was written, as I recall, to be... They were supposed to be awful. Like, it was just a pure comic.
You succeeded.
I feel like there was also... They might have come back in some comic where they were, like, had some feud with White Rabbit. And maybe the Walrus also. It's like those Frogman comics were, like, just the most pathetic ones. And Spider-Man's just, like, caught up with, like, these pathetic villains. Yeah. And he's just like, just stop. Guys, why is this happening? And I kind of enjoy that.
No, it's good if it's done like that. That's the thing. Even when I was just thinking about the villains, like, I think Spider-Man has... There's that side of it that's really fun, and it's funny, and it's hilarious, and it's the stupidest villains, but then...
But if we're talking about bad villains, they're objectively
terrible. Yeah, oh, totally, yeah. But his actual, like, rogues gallery, there's, like, he's on par with Batman for having some of the best villains that... Yeah. It's the villains that define him.
There's, you know what? Maybe I'm crazy. I would argue sometimes. I don't know. Maybe I prefer Spider-Man's, actually. Yeah. I mean, they're both great, but...
Well, yeah, like, just the iconic ones that... And it's really interesting with him. I found that it's, like, he's across the board. Like, there's the scientific ones, mm-hmm. Like, the monsters, evil masterminds, mm-hmm. like, the brute, huge ones that's just all muscle.
There's a lot of magical stuff. Ones,
a lot of animal-themed, I guess, for Spider, I guess.
Yeah.
A lot of mobsters and magic guys.
Yeah, well, everything. It's everything together, but they become really well-written characters, like, that actually define...
Yeah, and they're individual characters. They all have sort of voices.
Yeah. Like, they have a kingpin. Kingpin who has no powers. He's just really a big, huge, strong mobster. And then, mm-hmm. you know, like a dog.
And on the other hand, you have the lobster.
The lobster.
He's just a lobster.
Snip, snip.
Not to be confused with the sex move, the lobster. Which is where you put rubber bands on someone's hands. And then you blow them. I didn't know how to end that sentence.
Oh,
well done. Oh boy!
Yes.
Put them in a small wooden cage. Then you get some monks to release them.
Yep. You put them in a tank.
Read a book, kids. Read a book.
Oh dear lord. Okay, so I had mentioned Dan Slott as the current writer.
Mm-hmm.
And I still. He's writing up a storm. I found though in the last, I think, and I was talking to, and if you're still playing the drinking game from last time, or the time before, it was last time. I was talking to Todd recently.
Oh, not your wife?
Not my wife.
That's both. Okay, go.
Yeah, there you go. Sorry, guys.
We just mash that up and make it sound like Todd's your wife.
Yeah.
Todd's my wife.
Spider-Man came up, but we're talking about a number of issues, just about sort of like the newer sort of characters like Ms. Marvel and like Miles Morales and stuff like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I sort of like, and I haven't really been into like Peter Parker Spider-Man comics in like the last, I don't know, like almost 10.
Really?
Almost 10 maybe.
Wow.
It's been a while. Well, maybe not before that. I was reading during Brand New Day for a bit. And I think big time, when Dan Slott went and did it himself, I kind of like read the first part and I was just like, I'm not really feeling this. And I've tried to check in a few times after that. I'm just never quite feeling it.
I'm not feeling it. I'm not feeling it in the slot.
Oh. So it's going to be one of those episodes. Oh, going to be one of those.
Yeah, yeah.
Whole lobster hands, I think, started.
Yeah, that's so true. That's true.
Clack, but clack, motherfucker.
I found for like the past 5 years or so, it just seems very kind of, I don't know if a gimmick's exactly the way to put it, but it seems like there's always some sort of like a twist to it, seems to be driving it. Like every year or two has like some sort of a gimmick to it to drive like the Peter Parker
gimmick comic. Or this big twisty.
Yeah, where something's like, we're turning everything upside down.
I think that's part of a larger.
Yes.
He sticks to
it's not, yeah, it's yeah, not, it's not strictly solely him. To, no. It's not, that's happening in a lot, comics in a lot. But it's just like, they had big time where it was all about him becoming like, you know, all of a sudden it's like everyone remembering he's a smart person. It's like, it was like hammering it down your throat, like he'd be like, joined this like exclusive think tank and he was like a genius inventor, just like literally overnight. Like he goes from not having any money and just being a
fuck I'm a up, photographer.
And everyone's like, Peter's a genius, he's the biggest genius in the world, he's such a genius. It's like, yes, it's true. But I feel like it was, you know, it seemed very like, oh, yeah, you're very impressed with itself for remembering that or something like that, and how quickly it
there
sort
was
of
no
shifted.
Build up. Yeah.
It just, right. It was very abrupt, yeah. There was that. It was followed by Superior Spider-Man, which obviously Dr. Octopus was Spider-Man, followed by, they had, like, the Spider-Verse kind of thing going on. Spider-Island was mixed in there as well, where everybody got spider powers. Like, it seemed like every storyline had a big sort
and,
of gimmick to it.
The Gauntlet, where it was basically just like, okay, we're just going to go through all your classic villains.
Yeah. Greatest hits kind of a deal. And now they have, like, sort of the Parker Industries thing going on where he's, or, you know, Peter Parker's Tony Stark now.
Yeah.
Which, again, there's nothing wrong with that. It's just it's
good to progress the character beyond, okay, I'm doing photography and then I've done this job, and to actually work his way up, but then... If you just do one thing, then go to the next thing.
It's constantly, you know what I mean? Like, escalating. It's to the point where it's like, well, the part where Peter Parker's Tony Stark, and then he's not Peter Parker anymore.
Yeah.
And I found that, like, and I was noticing that, like, those Spider-Man comics, I've sort of felt like, oh, maybe I'm just not really feeling Spider-Man anymore. And I realized, no, I've been reading Spider-Man comics nonstop. I've been really reading Miles Morales since it started.
Yeah.
I've been reading, like, off and on because I'm kind of poor, but Spider-Gwen, and those are both kind of given me that classic Spider-Man kind of story that gives me that feeling that I got when I first started reading Spider-Man that I haven't gotten from the main Spider-Man title in a very long time. So I just found that kind of interesting how universal, like, we talked before about, like, stuff like that, but I mean, like, it's such a, like, Miles Morales isn't a terribly different character than Peter Parker in a lot of ways. It's through a different lens, but it gives you that same kind of, like, it shows how universal the concept is. Mm. I just find it, it's kind of interesting how Peter Parker seems to be not Peter Parker anymore.
But that's hard, like, when you have a character that is, whatever, 50, 60 years old. 70,
yeah, yeah, and like, these things happen in the little eras, and then things will go back to normal because that's how comics are. You know what I mean?
But it's just hard to revisit the same story over and over again. People will.
Well, that's absolutely true. I just found it kind of interesting. I think it's being done well in a lot of ways where you have it through a different lens, and you're sort of maybe telling stories that are familiar, and they kind of hit the same vibe, but they feel fresh because they're through those different eyes now, and it's kind of, you know. Mm. So it's cool to enjoy Spider-Man, but not necessarily Peter Parker anymore.
Thank God there's several Spider-Man books at all times.
Always.
It's going to be okay.
They're still publishing Web of, right?
Why not?
Oh, I remember back when it was like Amazing Spider-Man and Spectacular and Web. Oh my God, there's so many.
It's sensational. Get out of here.
Yeah. I have two copies of the issue number one of Spectacular Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah?
And do you know who's the villain, the main villain? Do you remember that?
In the first Spectacular Spider-Man?
Yep.
Calypso? No, I'm thinking of something else.
No, you're thinking of the...
Yeah.
That's the Todd McFarlane one?
Yeah.
Oh, with the lizard? Is it Kraven?
No, it's Tarantula.
Tarantula!
You know, the guy with the pointy boots!
Oh, yeah, right!
Yeah. I stab you only with my feet.
He's a kick wizard.
Jump! Dumb.
If you're more than, like, 4 feet away from him, he's, or, like, not even.
Well, if you run a little faster, he's like, I can't run because I got big spikes on my toes.
His legs are longer than his arms, so. Yes.
It's true. So it's really.
They're longer and stronger, so.
You know, so he's not the dumbest. Close, though.
Another cool Spider-Man memory of yours.
Oh, one time.
This one time, me and Spider-Man.
One time when I was reading Spider-Man.
Anyway. There was a contest at Blockbuster Video when I was younger, and you could win a big inflatable Spider-Man. It was a drawing contest.
Yeah.
And I was the only one who entered.
Yeah!
And I got it by default.
I was going to say, and I lost.
Yeah. And then it immediately broke.
Oh.
Burst.
Did you hug it too hard?
Probably, yeah. I love you, Spidey.
Who's going to do the joke? Who's going to do...
No. Yeah. Rubber bands are too tight. Too tight. Makes the webs come out.
Did y'all know that Venom is kind of a result of fan fiction?
Yeah, actually.
Really?
But tell the story.
This guy, Randy Schuler, came up with the idea of, what if Spider-Man had a costume, and the costume went bad? And it was like a Super Spider-Man? So it was basically fan fiction. Oh. Sold to Marvel for $220.
Well, they did pay him.
Yeah, they paid him.
I was like, not just $200, not like $250, $220.
Yeah.
And 78 cents.
And a cold, clammy handshake.
Yeah.
They offered $200 and he hardballed him.
Yeah.
Whoa.
$220.
Okay. Subway coupon. What do you got in your pockets?
He's in the bar later, so I screwed those guys over to Marvel. Yeah.
Drinks for everyone.
Just for you and Frank. That's it.
It's an empty bar.
Venom was originally intended to be a woman, too.
That's true.
Have we mentioned who lost her child or something?
Yeah, like Spider-Man was part of a thing and this press caused her to have a miscarriage.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
That's real fucked up, yeah. Yeah, no, I feel like it was really messed up, like her husband died, too, or something like that. It's something Spider-Man was involved in that probably wasn't his fault, but he blamed himself for anyway. But, Spidey? No.
He's a bit of a guilty Gary. Yep.
A guilty Gary.
Maybe that's why I like him. I feel bad all the time.
It's true.
Yeah.
You know, you should feel bad about that.
Oh.
Ow! Oh, man! My appendix. Oh.
Yeah. I remember there were some issues where he had, like, an ulcer.
Spider-Man?
Yeah, where they had, like, in the 90s, their issues were just like, oh, my ulcer's acting up again.
Oh, my
God. Jesus Christ, Peter Parker's 70 years old.
From fits to ulcers.
Yeah. I like that. From fits to ulcers. We're bridging the gap. Yeah. Bridging the episode gap. Chet Part 1.
Beautiful. Go back on your audio listening device.
Yeah. Hot fridge.
There we go.
Yeah. And he was always, like, they even had those moments, even, like, the 70s and stuff like that, where people would be like, we're gonna go, like, check out the new band. He's like, I don't listen to music. Where you just sort of had, like, this old man streak to it. Like, I don't drink, I don't listen to music.
I hate living in New York City. Why can't we go to Michigan?
Connecticut needs a Spider-Man. He did live in Portland for a while, but that's kind of a hipster.
But then he always sort of goes to places, like, when he goes to, like, a small town, he's like, fuck, I've got nothing to swing off of.
Yeah.
Yeah. Think it through, idiot. Rent a car.
There's the commuter one, where he, like, rode, he was chasing down a villain, or, like, some criminal, and he rode the train out to, or the bus or something. He was on top of a bus. I think it was Peter David rode it, and he was, like, in, like, the suburbs.
Stuck in Jersey.
And he was just like, oh. I think that was the thing, too. He's just like, oh, I can't get anywhere. I can't web anywhere. There's no buildings taller than two stories.
Yeah.
So he, like, hopped on top of a bus and rode on top, and then the bus driver got out and yelled at him.
Or he does the Spider-Man slingshot thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Pulls himself back and just does it like 14 times.
Yeah.
It's a broken leg and he finally finds the bad guy.
Yeah.
Oh, well, this isn't going
to
be tough.
Take me to a hospital. No, come on. Overwhelming guilt. You don't know? You know? No?
My
you
spider's,
don't feel that all the time?
My spider sense is going off. Oh, my leg fell off.
Oh, no.
No.
But he's okay, and he crawled away.
Yeah. Let's wrap this up, and...
to the boudoir.
Okay, I'm done. I'm sorry. That's... Whew! I had to, like, do a face for that.
Moment of zero.
Moment of zero. 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 Moment of zero. Zero. Zero.
All right, so for the moment of zero, we've done dramatic readings several times.
All right.
We're doing one of those.
It's a fun bit.
Do you have photocopies of your dramatic?
Yes, I definitely didn't have the issue, so I printed out some pages that I found
nice.
On the internet.
Right.
And it's this is looks... it's not it's dramatic, but it's also sexy. So I want you guys, one of you has to be voicing Peter, Spider-Man, the other has to be voicing Venom.
Can I do Venom in this voice?
Yeah.
I don't want to do that.
Yeah, I hope you don't.
Okay. So it's a battle between...
I'll be Peter.
It's a battle between Spider-Man and Venom from The Amazing Spider-Man number 317.
Right.
I want to make it sexy. I want it to be a sensual experience for both of them. I want to make the subtext text. And that's what we're doing.
Subtext text?
Yeah.
All right.
If you can find any sort of subtext in here... I want you to harness it.
Oh, so I will use that voice.
In a sexy way. Yes, please do. In a sexy way. So, okay. So he's in Montauk. Morning. Montauk. He's approaching. There's like a beach. There's a pier. There's like an old stuff. Sign to get...
Stuff means man.
Yeah. So he's basically gotten... Some doctor has basically told him what he can... Give him some hints how he's going to take on Spider-Man. Take on Venom. He's leading him out here. And we can start right about here.
And he said the symbiote showed signs of classic love-hate relationship. When someone is spurned by a love object, they sometimes channel their feelings in a strongly opposite direction. And then I start taking my shirt
off. He does.
Oh, yeah. But the emotion at the core of it all is still love. Humph. The only sign of love Venom has shown is trying to administer the kiss of death.
Bad romance.
Kiss of death.
Not all of it's gonna fit perfectly.
No, no. Top of the morning.
Wait, what?
Brash!
He punched me, and I go flying through.
Through the pier place. I don't know.
Good example.
This is skipping a few pages here. They had a fight scene, but I want to get to the good stuff.
Ugh.
Now they're on a beach. They're facing off in the beach in Montauk.
Wait! He's stopped. But why would he let me catch my breath? Unless he's got something up his
sleeve. Yeah.
Well, I was just waiting. That was dramatic pause. Up his wink wink
so sleeve. The symbiote makes some tendril tentacle things, which go under the sand and then reach up at Spider-Man's rippling body.
Ugh! Sent some of the symbiote's substance under the sand, pulling me. Don't.
You're a spider.
I decided that Venom needs to have a very wet mouth.
It was like a drunk uncle. Yeah, kind of. So.
And he's pulled under the sand. He's pulled under the sand. Okay, so he gets thrown against some wood. I think I might have skipped a page here as well. But a javelin of broken wood says, no! Thramp!
Thramp.
Whoosh! He's in the water now.
I'm through! Can't win! But I can't just give up? Wait a minute. According to Dr. Jefferson... Is that like Jefferson? From the Jeffersons?
I hope so.
He said while I was sitting there having tea with Wheezy.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I have to do. Chalk! Which is a hit upside his head.
Peter immediately tears all of his clothes off, aside from some, like, a tight Speedo number.
Also, he's just like, yeah, that Sailor Moon-esque pose.
Yeah.
The knees are sort of going in.
Yeah,
with
yeah.
The big flowy, top-heavy hair.
Yeah.
You want me?
He looks amazing.
You want me? Then take me. I'm yours.
No more fun? Oh.
I'm not talking to you, Brock. I'm talking to you wanted to be part of me. Well, now I want you. Come and get me.
Save your breath, Spider-Man. It won't do any. Huh? Costume trembling, as if unsure, starting to flow. Wait! I gave you a home! We shared a beautiful hatred. You can't do this to me!
This is spooky. The alien is still in love with me, but it's already melded to Brock. I thought by luring it away, the trauma of trying to detach might shock its system, give me a chance to escape. But I didn't think things would go this far. No. It's already reached me, and it's still moving, flowing over me. Can't run, or it'll... No, this is a trick, but it's attaching. I can feel its pain.
They are both quite buff and nude. Both on the floor, just writhing. They've both been through quite the climax.
Whew. Must have blacked out for the costume. It's all over me. It's sloughing off. That's
me. I'm still. I'm.
You're just out.
Right
you're
just
you out are spent.
I'm not up for talking.
The alien couldn't sever its bond with Eddie completely, but the pain of trying must have been too much. Knocked them both out. Better find a phone. Get Ben Grimm to pick up the garbage, then catch a bus back to Queens. Tell Mary Jane it's over.
Sure it is, Mary Jane. Sure it is.
Yeah. Next issue, The Scorpion!
So, yeah. That's
pretty good. That was That was sexy.
That's sexier than one would expect.
Yeah.
Whew. I, too, am spent.
Yeah.
Subtext Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
That should be a whole other episode, like a regular episode.
Just Subtext Spider-Man. The James Cameron treatment with the stuff with the webs.
Yep.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Gross.
Yeah, real gross. Yeah, so... Who we?
I'm Merc. You can find me at mercasylum.ca, MERKASYLUM. You can find me at Merc on the Book of Face. On my website, you can get shirts and books and posters and things and, yeah.
Stuff and things.
Mm-hmm. What about junk? No junk.
It's in my trunk.
Ooh. Oh. Ooh. Oh.
That's my favorite kind of junk.
Everyone's favorite kind. Who are you?
Let's get through this.
Well, funny you should ask, stranger. I'm Kyle. Kyle Lees. The Kyle Lees is how you can find me on all your social media stuff. Yeah, I got prints, I got t-shirts, I got books. In a couple weeks, me and the next guy who's going to talk are selling stuff, if you're a Thunder Bay resident, down at the old Busker Fest.
Yeah, we'll be on Algoma, I believe, by New York Comics Plus, I think?
That's where we were last
My understanding is we're probably going to be around the same area, so if you're in Thunder Bay, please come and look at the stuff.
And a gem.
I'm Bra Iconic, and I have a comic called Welcome to Hereafter, which you can... I'm pronouncing things weirdly in the sentence.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Welcome to Hereafter, which you can read at welcometohereafter.com.
Emphasis on wrong syllable.
And I'm also on all sorts of the social media. I've not really been using it much. I've been kind of busy lately. And
you're a busy boy.
I gotta get on the stuff. I gotta be,
And the junk.
I gotta get on that junk. But Bra Iconic is BryKotyk. You can look me up. I'm at places. And, hey, come see me.
I'm at places.
Come and see me sometime.
Yeah. You can also check us out. Of course, Zero Issues Comic Podcast on Facebook. We are on Twitter under Zero Issues, at Zero Issues. We are on iTunes. If you look up Zero Issues on iTunes, you'll find us. Please give us a nice rating or tell people about us or whatever you want to do. That'd be great.
That's how you subscribe so you don't miss an episode. So you're not like, oh man, I got like 8 of these I got to listen to. No one wants to do that. 8 in a row. I'd kill myself.
It's too much.
I'd kill myself and both of you.
Too much.
Also, we're on Stitcher.
And thanks to Ken, Ocean City Defender, for all the music and all the stuff that he's done.
He's a good guy. He's a
talented guy. Check out his stuff. Ocean City Defender does kind of 80s synth pop sort of stuff. Really good. Really talented.
Named after a very, very rare Nintendo game. So that's pretty cool, too.
Yep. All right. That's it.
Oh, one more thing.
One more thing?
Have a great week. That's it. Wallop and web snappers. We didn't say...
I think you could use the first little intro and screw up.
Yeah.
Current Zero News.
Actual intro and then.
And cutting out 13 minutes like whole cloth is going to make me feel so powerful.
Yeah.
Like I am a god.